Chapter 4. Presentations at Work. Going with the Flow. 4.3. From Start to End. Task 10. Listen to Tony, an expert on business presentations, summarising the language we should use in our talks. Note down his 5 pieces of advice. Let's face it, while delivering presentations at work, you can either captivate your audience or make people fall asleep. A good rule of thumb is to identify with the group. Instead of saying, as I have shown in this part, use another structure and tell your audience, as we can see here in this part. Remember to refer to your listeners and, as a result, involve them in your presentation. Use the following language. As you probably know, I'm sure you're familiar with, you might have noticed. Trust me, it will make it easier for the audience to follow you. Next, arouse your listeners' curiosity by asking rhetorical questions. To illustrate my point, say, what should we do in this situation? And then follow up by saying, my answer is simple, we should do this or that. Please bear in mind that polite language will make your presentation stronger. Avoid the word want and use I would like to, let's or let instead. For example, let me clarify this point. Lastly, make sure you refer to visuals properly. Give your audience a few seconds to look at the graph or table before you start presenting the details. You should have a lot of phrases ready at your fingertips to do so, such as you can see in the graph indicates that, or the figures clearly show.